Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan applauded Senate passage of their legislation, the Don Young Recognition Act. The bill honors the legacy of late Don Young, congressman for all of Alaska and dean of the House, who passed away in March of 2022 after serving Alaska in the House of Representatives for 49 years. The legislation recognizes Congressman Young's lifelong contributions to Alaska by designating one of the most active volcanoes in the Aleutian Islands, currently known as Mount Service, as Mount Young. The Federal Office Building in Fairbanks is the Don Young Federal Office Building, and the Job Corps Center, located in Palmer, is the Don Young Alaska Job Corps Center. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke on the Senate floor about renaming a volcano in Alaska after Congressman Don Young.
We have certainly a fair number of mountains, lakes, rivers in the state of Alaska that are pretty extraordinary, but it just didn't seem appropriate and fitting that a regular mountain should be renamed after the congressman. I had an opportunity to serve with him for many years. Really, all of my life, I think he has been my congressman. I've known him in his softer side, and certainly in his gruff and more explosive side. And so, as we were looking for something that might be fitting, we looked not only at mountains, but we looked at mountains that continue to blow their top to this very day, and selected a volcano on the Aleutian Islands that is currently named, I believe it's pronounced Mount Cerberus. And we have, through this designation, designated this volcano in the eastern Aleutians after our former congressman. Fitting tributes to a giant of a man.
Following the Senate passage, Senator Murkowski and Sullivan spoke on the Senate floor in support of the Don Young Recognition Act and in honor of the late congressman for all of Alaska and the legacy he left behind. You can see both of their floor speeches. Links on our story at RadioKenai.com. The state of Alaska is reporting a second fiscal year with no commercial fishing industry deaths. The Alaska commercial fishing industry reports there have been no fishermen deaths since July of 2021. Officials say it's also the first calendar year with no commercial fishing in Alaska state history. Staying with fishing news, a commercial Tanner crab fishery is opening in the eastern Aleutians for the first time in 5 years. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says just the Manushkin Scan Bay section of the district will open. The area reached the threshold for mature Tanner crabs for the first time since 2018. The fishery opens January 15th. Bartlett Regional Hospital will be taking over operation of Juno's Nursing Home. Wildflower Court is the second small care provider to be absorbed into the hospital system due to shortages of nursing staff. The facility was the last independent nursing home in the state. There'll be no lapse in service for residents during the takeover, and Bartlett has promised to retain all employees. The Alaska State Troopers were notified of a vehicle versus pedestrian crash on Cay Beach Road and Pirate Lane on Sunday, December 11th. Alaska State Troopers, the Kenai Police Department, and Kenai Fire Department responded to the scene. A preliminary investigation revealed that a pickup truck equipped with a plow was driving on Kalifornsky Beach Road when a truck collided with 31-year-old Kenai resident Stephanie Anderson, who was walking the roadway wearing dark clothing. The driver of the pickup truck stopped and began rendering aid to Anderson. Despite these efforts, Anderson was declared deceased at the scene. The area where the collision occurred was experiencing whiteout conditions, and there was approximately 18 inches of snow on the roadway. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Alaska is the worst state in the country to start a business. That's according to a new study out by financial website WalletHub. The report compared all 50 states across 27 key indicators, including access to resources and business cost. Alaska finished dead last. The best place to start a business is Utah. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.